The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Registrations for the 57th Annual Pacific Northwest Music Festival are now open. For the first time since 2020, the festival is now back in full operation. Former president of the Music Festival Board, Bonnie Juniper, talked about what 2022's event looked like due to COVID-19 protocols.
And then we did a reduced version last year to see if we could do just solos only, and we were complying with all the regulations that were in place and had booked the theater, the Remley Theater, as our single venue, so people could be spaced and come in and out with the 6 foot minimum distance. But then just before that we started, all the restrictions dropped, so we were not having to ask for vaccine passports and that kind of thing, which was a huge relief.
Juniper roughly described what the programming will look like next year once registration is complete.
Okay, the festival begins April 14th and runs to April 29th. And in that time period, classes are scheduled, and we start usually with the dancers, and it works its way through all the different venues like piano, voice, band, speech arts, classroom music. But the actual schedule will be available online. So right now I can't tell you exactly when anything is in particular because we're still waiting for the entries and it's all based on that. So January 15th is the deadline. So if people want to enter, that's when they have to be in by. And yeah, we go from there very busily organizing that whole grid just to put it into some semblance of order so people are able to come and also to watch. There's no admission fee for any of the classes that are held, and it's at the Remley Theater and Knox United Church, and we're hoping the Terrace Pentecostal Assembly this year. And the only things that we charge for are the final Friday night scholarship and the gala competition Saturday night, which is a showcase of everything that's kind of gone on through. Everything chosen for those things is by the adjudicators, not by the local committee.
Although the festival is competitive, Juniper explained what is most important about the event.
In that, you know, everybody gets a chance to be part of something, get on stage, prepare something, learn to perform, share what they've been doing all year. And also our stress is that it's an educational process as opposed to more competitive. I mean, there is a competition aspect, yes, but we try to downplay that in the light of the fact that everybody learns something by taking part.
Juniper talked about some of her favorite performances to see throughout her approximate 30 years of volunteering with the festival.
I mean, there's too many to mention. The dancers have been outstanding, the performances there. We've had incredible soloists in all the instrumental disciplines. We've had wonderful speech arts, kids that have gone on to perform in the provincial festivals and one young fellow even took part in a play that was being produced in Prince Rupert, but it was because his speech arts skills were available and he was good enough to be able to do that, so they hired him.
In order to make the festival happen, Bonnie and her husband Ken, who is also the programming administrator, talked about the Northwest contribution.
Yeah, there's a registration fee for each entry. That's our main source of income. We do get some small grants from the Terrace District Arts Council. We have sponsorships and patrons. So.
But primarily it's from the Northwest.
Yeah.
Kitimat, Terrace, Prince Rupert, sometimes Smithers. Not a lot from Smithers.
We have a large number of awards we give out as well, which are all sponsored by the local businesses and individuals
and organizations.
April 13th, 2023 marks the first day of the festival, running until April 29th. You can register online at pnmf.ca until January 15th, 2023. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.